Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you, and welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Mark and Ethan in the studio for you this morning, and Kim St. Ange, who is in a bourbon barrel somewhere. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. I'm just curious to hear how your drive into work was.
I just told Tricia Siegman a minute ago, Tricia Everding, that it was fine. I was doing okay until I got stuck behind those great MoDOT workers who were out there working hard for us this morning. And they slowed me down to about 8 miles an hour, and I almost didn't make it here in time. I left my house 30 minutes early and was doing just fine until I got stuck behind those plows. And then I had to follow them all the way from probably, I don't know where I caught them, Brentwood, all the way downtown at 8 miles an hour. So,
Oh my gosh. Could you feel the ice on the road? Because I know a lot of people said there was that layer of ice and then you had several inches of snow on top of that ice.
Yeah, you can see it. So I got out yesterday. I got a snow blower I hadn't used in a couple of years. Thank goodness it started on the first pull. And I got my driveway all cleaned off, got my truck cleaned off, was all ready to go this morning. I come out, well, there's probably 3 inches of fresh snow on it from overnight. So I had to clean that off. The roads were all snow covered, so my street had not been plowed yet at all, which is no big deal. The side roads had at least seen a plow. Highway 94 had seen a plow. 40 had one lane that had been plowed on Highway 40 this morning, just one. So if you got behind somebody who was paranoid and driving too slow, then you kind of got stuck. I was doing pretty good until I got downtown. This would be my advice for you. If you do not have a four-wheel drive vehicle, stay home today, at least this morning, because they're working on getting the roads clear. But I saw a lot of non-four-wheel drive cars and people with front-wheel drive stuck in snowbanks this morning. And that's not how you want to end your day. So I would highly recommend that if you can't drive well normally, you certainly don't want to be out today. And a four-wheel drive vehicle will not stop you from spinning out on ice or any of that. It's a big, heavy vehicle. So if you were to hit an ice patch, you at least when you get in the snowbank in a four-wheel drive vehicle, you can get out. But you can't in a regular car. And I saw a lot of people out this morning in regular cars. This is going to be that one or two times a year when you really wish you had a vehicle with four-wheel drive. I'll just say that.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I understand there are people who have essential jobs. Obviously, you went into work this morning. But some of these reasons people are giving for driving just because they wanted to check out the road conditions, that's just stupid.
Oh, no.
Please stop doing that.
Don't do that. I would highly recommend against it, as would Ethan, because he's working hard here. So here's the deal. We have one Two guys made it in this morning, me and Ethan. Ethan's associate producer did not make it in today. Couldn't get out of his driveway, apparently. And so he's a one-man band in here. He's trying to get the live feed working for us and do everything on his own. But he called me this morning and said where he got on I-55 had not been plowed yet. Like I-55, the interstate had not been plowed yet. So that's the situation you're facing. I'm sure these crews have been working all night. They've got ice on the road. It's cold enough that some of the ice melt and stuff is not working. And now all they can do is just keep trying to make passes through it to break that stuff up and scrape it clear. But on most of the local interstates, they've either not been plowed, or if they have, you've only got one lane. And I'm sure that Susan Thomas is going to have her hands full this morning. I finally, to get out from behind MoDOT, I had to four-wheel drive it off at Jefferson, come down Olive. Olive Street downtown has not been touched. There has not been a snow plow anywhere near that street. Market looks like it has been plowed at least one lane in each direction. So in other words, what I'm telling you here is if you can work from home like Kim is this morning, if you don't have to get out in it, I would avoid it until they've got at least a few more hours to work on the roads.
I think it was just hard because they had several inches. Well, first of all, they had the ice. Then they had several inches of snow come down. And I feel like people were trying, the plows were out there trying to clear the roads. I saw people, my neighbors out there trying to shovel.
Yeah.
Only for an hour later, you have a few more inches that have already fallen. So I think just trying to keep up with how much has been happening.
This is probably
the biggest challenge.
Yeah, this is when you find out who your good neighbors are, right? So I'm out yesterday. I'm plowing. My neighbor across the street, I see him shoveling a driveway. I'm like, well, just use my snowblower when I'm done. He had to get out and go to the pharmacy or something, and his car got stuck in the driveway. So other neighbors come over. We push him out to get him free. And then my neighbor brings down a bottle of bourbon, and we toasted to the snowstorm yesterday.
Of course you did.
Of course you did. Because you have to keep warm when you're outside working like that. I know. You're not supposed to use alcohol because it dehydrates you. But I wasn't out there that long. My girls got in the hot tub yesterday. That's pretty cool.
That was the perfect day for a hot tub.
While the snow's coming down.
I would have been in it.
While the snow is coming down. What a day, man. We got lots of stuff. The Democrats are melting down because it's the anniversary of January 6th. They're getting a foot of snow in Washington, D.C. today. They warned all of these House members, don't go home because we need you Monday to stay in D.C. And apparently some of them went home. So some of them won't be able to get back to D.C. today where they have to certify the election. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's a chance they won't have a quorum. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure probably enough of them are there to vote on it. I've just been, and we'll talk more about this morning, I've just been fascinated that there's all this talk. Amy Klobuchar and all these people are acting like, well, we've taken precautions this time on January 6th. I've got a good friend, Joel, who was in D.C. right now, and he took pictures yesterday of the barriers and the barricades and the trucks and the streets blocked off and the fences that have been put up around the Capitol. I'm sorry. Was there some question this time as to who won? This wasn't exactly a remake of 2020. It was pretty clear. Donald Trump won the national vote, and he won the Electoral College hands down in a landslide. There were no, you know, ballot dumps at 3 a.m. where suddenly, miraculously, 400,000 votes were found. None of that happened, and nobody's claiming that it happened. So there won't be anybody in Washington, D.C. today, despite in addition to the fact there's going to be a foot of snow. Why would you need extra security today? Why are they there? I don't know at all. I don't get that. But we'll talk about it throughout the morning for you here. First thing we need to do, probably, I've been trying to give Ethan a little bit of extra time here to get things together. Let's get to the short list, please.
The Mark Cox short list.
I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole life.
Yeah, you know, dementia causes a little bit of anger, apparently. Joe Biden GD'd the reporters yesterday who were covering him. So you see just a little bit of that nastiness that we hear about all the time that goes on behind the scenes with the current occupant of the White House.
Donald, I'm a little disappointed. I saw a video of you possibly doing drugs. I was appalled and disgusted. I saw it on X. Was it a real video? I was adjusting a Zin in my mouth. I'm literally standing next to my father and Elon Musk in front of TV camera. So just to be clear, not doing coke.
Don Jr. with some of the ridiculous questions he's getting these days. Can you imagine? Did anybody ever in his entire life ask Hunter Biden that question? No.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton is guided by the Methodist Creed, do all the good you can.
Hillary Rodham Clinton is guided by the creed. At this point, what difference does it make?
Officer's words haunt me forever. On the police line said, does anyone have a plan? Does anyone have a plan? And the answer from the leadership back then was no. Now we have clear leadership in place.
Oh, I feel so good about that. Amy Klobuchar, the senator, on the morning weekend telling us this weekend that we're ready this time for January 6th. So who's it going to be? Drunk Nancy Pelosi trying to break into the Capitol building? I mean, who exactly are you worried about? That's what I'd like to know.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Yeah, that's what Hillary would like to know as well. All right, I think we got everything in hand now. We've got the socials up. We're going to see Kim St. Ange here at some point. If you're following us on Facebook or X or however you're tuning in this morning, we're working on it. Ethan's a one-man band, and he's doing a great job. Right now, we're going to get to our national anthem. Welcome back. You know, I was thinking to myself this morning that there was a time when, Kim, when I was driving downtown for, so I've been driving downtown for 30 years now. There was a time when you could tell the difference between the highways in the county and the highways in the city. Like, there was a notable difference when you hit the city limits. The streets were suddenly much better. And I thought to myself this morning that the person who's missing out of all of this is a guy named Todd Walterman. And some of you will remember him. Sue probably remembers the name. He was in charge of city streets crews for years. When I worked at Channel 4, if we had to do a snow prep story, we'd run over to the city place there off Hampton, and right. Todd Walterman would walk out and he'd give us the lowdown on what's going on in the street. God rest his soul. I just found out he died last year. For some reason I didn't know that. He passed away in 2023. He was only 59 years old. And at the time his cause of death was not clear. He had like left the street department and had moved on up or something. I don't know what he was doing when he passed away, but he'd been with the street department forever. I don't know what the difference is, but this morning the city streets are worse than the county roads.
So that's what I remember driving in to downtown for years when I worked at Channel 4, and obviously now, you know, for 97.1, was that the city was worse. The county seemed to handle all of it better.
Huh. Well, we had the opposite. I mean, I always felt city streets, except the side streets. Like, they would even warn you because
they don't do the side streets,
right, Sue?
That's right. They don't do them at all.
Well, a note to city road crews, Olive downtown is not a side street. In fact, it goes in front of the city police department headquarters, and it is untouched as of the last half hour or so. I can just tell you that.
You know, what they used to do was have certain routes that are, you know, just like we were saying.
Yeah.
Some in my neighborhood are supposed to be cleared, and I haven't been out this morning. I was out yesterday, and I don't think they were.
So, insult on injury. Of course, Sue and Kim are toasty warm inside their houses this morning. But Ethan and I get downtown only to find out that the gate won't lift to the garage at our building. Like, the metal gate is up, but the arm won't go up. I don't know if it's frozen or what. So we all had to park on the street. We had to back out of the garage, find parking on the street, and then tromp through the snow and get upstairs to this morning. Not that that affects anyone.
I love that I'm working
us.
From home this morning.
It sounds like you're in your bathroom.
Well, it does.
Yeah, I'm in a little home office. I don't know why it sounds like that.
I don't know. I'm just teasing. It does sound kind of hollow, but it sounds clear. It just sounds kind of hollow.
Yeah.
Like you're in a barrel, but that's okay. We're glad you're with us. All right. Ethan is giving me a wrap. We're going to get to Kim on a whim from her bathroom when we come back. I'm just kidding. And next hour, I've got Hans von Spakovsky, who's going to join us. Now, he's in D.C., where all of this hubbub is going on today, because it's January 6th, 4 years ago. There was an insurrection and people died. That's what all the mainstream media is talking about today. And they've got gates up and barricades. Well, guess what? There's going to be a foot of snow in D.C. today, and nobody's going to be on the roads. It's the craziest thing I've possibly ever seen. We'll talk to Hans about it at about 6:20. We'll be right back.
Kim on a whim.
You know, I'm not big on the awards. I know that the Golden Globes were held last night.
Yes.
And it was a big night in Hollywood, right? All the stars are there and everyone's talking about what they wear. But I did notice this video a friend of mine posted on social media. She was talking about how what she noticed from watching the Golden Globes was how like 99% of the commercials were for drugs, medicine.
Really?
Have you noticed that? Because we're not used to watching commercials anymore, because typically we're just turning on Disney Plus or Hulu, and yeah,
avoiding
some of the streaming services, they do have commercials now, but it's not the same as if you were to actually turn on a network and just watch commercials like we used to have to way back when, and you'd have to wait for the show to come back on, right?
Yeah.
Who are they catering to? Is it all the older people? Like, you know, what's really funny to me is how many side effects they list with these drugs. I found this really funny comedy skit from Jeff Foxworthy. This is from like 15, 16 years ago. But listen to him talking about just how ridiculous it is when you hear these drug companies doing these advertisements. And then, of course, right after they tell you what it's going to do for you, they tell you about all the crazy side effects.
Nuts, you know, because when I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonique. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis,
oh my gosh,
loss of bladder control,
is that not
hammer
so true?
Toe, the shanks, low sperm count.
Blindness. Could cause blindness.
Or death, heart attack, stroke, blood clots. I mean, how many of these side effects do people actually have? I don't know. Obviously, they have to, you know, mention it. But it's just really ridiculous. And I have to wonder, are these drug companies really thinking that these advertisements are effective? Like, is somebody actually going to their doctor after watching one of these commercials and saying, you know what, I really need that drug. I think that's what's going to help me ultimately. Or are they partnering with these networks, pouring millions and millions of dollars into them, because ultimately they know that these news companies don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. They're hoping that them investing millions of dollars into advertisements ultimately means that they will be less likely to do a negative story about them. Look what happened with COVID. No one wanted to do any of the adverse reactions.
Of course.
No one wanted to talk about what was happening with some of these vaccines.
It's a good point.
I think
you're absolutely onto something. They don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. They absolutely do not. And there was a time in America, believe it or not, and Kim, I don't know if this predates your time in television news or not, but there was a time when over at our former employer there, the second floor never got involved with what was going on the first floor. The second floor was the sales department, and the first floor was the news department. And ne'er the twain shall meet. They nobody ever came down from the sales department and said, you should cover this story because we're hoping this guy might advertise with us. That never happened. And therefore, you were able to go do stories pretty much, to my knowledge, uninhibited by concern over people on the second floor that you were going to piss off one of their advertisers. And somewhere years ago, that line got blurred. And I don't know how much it affects local news coverage. There is no doubt in my mind, to your point, that it affected coverage of side effects of these vaccines during COVID. There's no doubt in my mind it did.
I 100% think that this is a problem. This is something we're going to continue to see. Like, it's funny to me when you think about these younger generations, though, where they probably watch one of these commercials, these drug commercials, I guess is what we're talking about right now. And they're just confused because they're not used to that. They're not even used to seeing the previews for a movie because, again, when they go to Hulu or Disney Plus, the movie just pops up and boom, you hit play and it goes right to it, right?
Have you heard of something called Tubi?
Yes.
T-U-B-I? So I wanted,
is that a new streaming service?
I don't know what it is. I wanted to watch The Hunt for Red October. I'm flipping through channels and I came across The Hunt for Red October. Somebody as a suggestion, and I'm like, God, I haven't watched that forever. It came out in like 1990. So I go searching for it, and the only place I can find to watch it is something called Tubi, which I didn't have, but I downloaded, which it was free. But every 5 minutes, maybe, during this movie, it would stop. And I had to watch a minute and a half of commercials. And they were the same three commercials every time. Drove me nuts. Took me forever to get through that movie for that reason. It was very strange.
The most effective commercials are the commercials that all drive us bonkers because we continuously sing the tune.
Yes.
Mark, you and I have joked about that one commercial that we have on our air.
Which one is that, Kim?
Gosh, slow it down. Yeah. It's going slower.
Yes, the only time I could sing as low as those guys is when I had that coughing bronchitis problem a couple of weeks ago, which it took me forever to get over. But to your point, I was talking to somebody about that this weekend, who was complaining about the number of commercials that often get played during an hour-long broadcast. And I'm like, yeah, I get you. I mean, we're a captive audience to that. I understand that. But there's a reason why when you go to non-terrestrial radio, you're it's ad-free because you're paying a monthly subscription fee in place of advertisers. I mean, they've got to make money somehow. So they do it by running these ads, and the key, if it's a radio station, you don't have to worry about the fact that what those ads are going to influence what we're talking about, because they don't. But at the TV stations, there's no doubt that they do. I mean, I've never had them come to me and say, hey, you really need to tone your comments down on this because so-and-so's a big advertiser. They've never said that. Now, I had friends when the whole Bud Light controversy that was going on came to me and said, you're killing me, man. I got friends that work at the brewery and they're like, why do you keep talking about this? And I'm like, it's a big story. How do you not talk about Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light? I mean, you have to talk about it. There's no way around
it. Right. I agree. There are just certain stories you can't escape, but I really do think that there's something to these drug companies pouring all this money into these TV stations in particular, because they can put the pretty pictures up there with the cute family and,
yes,
you know, the lovely couple who's been helped by this particular drug. And it maybe softens the blow to all of the side effects that they're going to tell you it can have as well at the very end, very quickly.
Yeah. We should,
you know, hoping that maybe you're going to miss some of them.
We should probably run a poll one morning, Kim, here on the Facebook comments about the commercial they hate the most. And then,
oh, that would be good.
We should find out which one is the most irritating to you. Like, one that's irritating me right now is the one about your pancreas talking to you when you're having stomach problems. That's disgusting. I have no idea why they decided that would be a good idea, but apparently some people have that. A lot of people must have that problem.
The fact that it is gross is effective because you remember it, right?
Yes.
Who is this? It's your pancreas talking to you. I may be the problem.
It's like when you're watching those streaming services and they give you that little circle at the bottom right-hand portion of your screen, and it tells you how many seconds you have until you can hit skip for the commercial, and you just have your hand on the remote waiting until it counts down to zero so you can hit skip. Or, like our attention span is that of a gnat here in 2025, and it's only going to get worse for kids because they don't deal with any of this stuff. Again, they see a commercial, they see a preview, and they don't know what to do with themselves because they didn't grow up with that. They grew up with the convenience of being able to click play, and it instantly goes to whatever they're trying to watch.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that completely. Yeah, I've got some, Nikki Glaser was the host of the event last night. Was it the Golden Globes? Is that what it was?
The Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've got a couple of sound bites from her. We'll get to that. She's pretty funny last night. She made some uncomfortable jokes, which you have to if you're the MC of that. But I think Nikki's a hometown girl. She's
from St. Louis.
Yeah, so I know she's friends with Tim Convey and some of those folks who used to work over here. But anyway, we'll get to that more for you. Coming up, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I was so hot. Here to roast you tonight. I want you to know that. And how could I, really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time, if there is one.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
They're so scared. Oh, Nikki. Ariane. Nikki's playing along with the audience. But I thought that was one of her better comments. You guys are so powerful, except when telling the country who to vote for. Boy, that's a truth.
It is the truth. They felt really good about all the things that they did, and it amounted to absolutely nothing.
And some of them got enriched by it. I mean, some of them made money from the Kamala Harris campaign for their endorsements, and it still didn't do her any good.
Isn't that sad?
I know.
She really relied on Hollywood.
So, in case you're wondering, we have had, Kim's been having an audio feedback problem, so we dropped her out of the stream here for a moment, if you're watching on Facebook or one of the socials. So, did that help, Kim?
It did. I don't know what it was, but I'm no longer echoing.
Okay. So you may be stuck looking at me and Ethan instead of the lovely Kim this morning because we haven't figured out what that technical difficulty is. But if that's the biggest problem we have this morning, we're doing okay. We'll take that.
I'll take it. I just appreciate the no echoing in my ear.
Did you watch Golden Globes? I'm sure you didn't, right?
No, I didn't. But you know what I'm seeing right now, actually, that Heidi Harris posted on Twitter was, gosh, I'm trying to remember the show where I think it's like four guys, they go and they, you know, do a makeover of someone's appearance. And I think they make over their home and do all the things. And one of the guys is trans on that show. And he showed up to the Golden Globes last night wearing a dress and heels and was doing all the twirls.
I saw a picture of that.
Jonathan, I think is his name.
I saw a picture of him. Somebody put it out on social media in front of the screen that said Golden Globes behind it, and he's standing there smiling in a dress, and I'm like, oh my God, what has the world come into? Anyway, I wouldn't have watched.
Do women feel like that's a mockery? Like, does that not bother women? I guess they celebrate it and think, you know, oh yeah, feminine power. To me, that looks like a mockery.
You've lost your feminine power if all of the attention at the Golden Globes on the red carpet is to the dude with hairy legs wearing a dress. You've lost your power.
His legs, let's be fair.
Well, he might have gone and gotten waxed or something. I don't know what the deal is. This was the other comment that I picked up from Nikki last night that I thought was pretty funny because you knew she had to make a Diddy joke at some point. Listen.
Denzel Washington is here for Gladiator 2. Cynthia Revo is here for Wicked. And Martin Short is here because we have cameras. I love you. Zendaya is here. Zendaya, you were incredible in Dune. Oh my God, I woke up for all of your scenes. You were so good. And Challengers Girl, oh my God, it was so good. I mean, that movie was more sexually charged than Diddy's credit card. I mean, seriously.
Oh, no, no, I know, I'm sorry. I'm upset, too. The after party's not going to be as good this year, but we have to move on. Oh, I know it. Stanley Tucci Freak Off just doesn't have the same ring to it, but no baby oil this year, just lots of olive oil, okay?
Stanley Tucci.
Oh my gosh.
Stanley Tucci, he looked horrified when she brought him up. And then she made the olive oil comment, and he finally cracked a smile.
You think Diddy got to watch the Golden Globes from his jail cell?
I don't know if they have access to
TV time.
I don't know if they have TV time or not that late at night. That's probably bedtime for them, don't you think?
Him and Luigi Mangione, who were in the same jail. Maybe they watched it together.
Isn't that something? You could not pay me to watch that garbage. Couldn't even pay me to watch it. And I was looking at... What's that?
Does your wife or daughter, do they watch?
Oh, no.
The award shows?
No, no. They don't have... I mean, if it was a music award show, I guess my daughter might have some interest in it because she's into musical theater and all that stuff. But no, just generally speaking, they would not watch that. Now, Carl Middleman, who's off... I guess he's back. Is he back tomorrow?
Yeah,
we
hope. Be here tomorrow.
We think he's here tomorrow. Ethan
Rhodes
thinks he's
pending,
here tomorrow. Yeah, no kidding. He probably watched it. He could have given us all the lowdown this morning.
I hadn't heard of half the movies that won. I was looking it up this morning. I never heard of them.
I can guarantee you Carl did not watch
it. A rock.
What's that?
I can guarantee Carl did not watch it. He does not like the Golden Globes.
I did check in with him yesterday because. The reason he's been off is that he had to drive to Florida, get his daughter, all of her things, stop in St. Louis, get the rest of her things, and drive her back to college in Chicago. She couldn't get in the dorm until yesterday, I don't think. So their plan had been to go on Sunday and come back today. But they had to do all of that early. And he said that they successfully delivered her and got back here before the storm hit on a Saturday night. So they're back. They're in town. And Carl just got to sleep in this morning instead of drive from Chicago. That's a lot of driving.
That worked out well. That's a lot of driving. And especially with the storm. I know we were talking about that beforehand. Like,
well,
are you going to be able to work this out with the timing?
I'm sure it did. They probably had a couple of all-nighters to get that done, if I had to guess. That would have been a complete nightmare. Coming up, you know, Hans von Spakovsky used to work on the Federal Elections Commission, which is interesting because people like Amy Klobuchar want you to believe that they're prepared for a protest today because it's January 6th. There's going to be a winter storm in D.C. Nobody's there. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 90.